On Friday, May 10th, 2024, at 7:39 a.m., the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a concerning report from a citizen of Ukiah regarding alarming social media posts circulating among children. These posts hinted at a potential violent incident involving firearms at Grace Hudson Elementary School on that same day. Here's Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Captain Quincy Cromer with how the incident unfolded.
So this morning, I think it was sometime between 7:30 and 7:40 in the morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office was notified by a citizen in the Ukiah area of some social media posts that had gone out and been distributed the night prior. I think the messages were sometime after 10 p.m., but I don't have the exact time. And some of those messages basically were asking students, some students asking other students where they went to school and if they went to Grace Hudson because there could be an act of violence the next day, which would be today, Friday the 10th of May. So that had caused this parent alarm when they had learned about these messages the next morning when their child told them and showed them the messages. So they alerted law enforcement. That immediately caused us to respond in as many marked uniforms and, you know, vehicles to the school to flood that area with as much presence of law enforcement as we possibly could. And that's an attempt to make sure that the parents know that we're there and the kids know that we're there, and also to try to deter any type of criminal activity because of the massive presence that law enforcement has at the school site.
Sheriff's detectives swiftly initiated an investigation, leveraging cooperation from the social media platform security division and assistance from the Ukiah School District. Within approximately 90 minutes, they identified the suspect, a male juvenile attending Pomolita Middle School.
And once we had that stuff, those items identified, we worked collectively with the Ukiah Unified School District and with the Grace Hudson Elementary School throughout the entirety of this event to further help identify who that phone number belonged to from that social media account, which led us to arresting a student from Pomolita School, interviewing the parents of that student, which was a male juvenile, and then serving a search warrant at the residence in the Ukiah area, searching for any type of weapons or firearms.
Captain Cromer said that he has no evidence or information indicating that the threat was credible or that the juvenile had intention of executing the threat. However, he says that the Sheriff's Department approaches every potential threat against a school very seriously and immediately. The press release further indicated that while this was occurring, numerous parents responded to the school and removed their children for precautionary measures, indicating the effect these threats have on a community.
We don't ever want to incite panic. At the end of the day, when the message went out from the school district saying that there was a threat against the safety of Grace Hudson School, that's when we had all the personnel on site. So I would make the personal statement that is probably one of the safest campuses in the entire region at that point in time because of the massive police presence we have there. But I will always say, if a parent is concerned for the safety of their child, by all means, do what you think is appropriate in that circumstance. Our only concern is we don't want hundreds of parents coming to the school at one time that could cause hysteria and panic. And again, I would never want to discourage a parent to go get their child if they're concerned about their child's safety, but at the same time, I want to reassure everybody, by the time that message went out, we had every law enforcement official that we could muster from the Sheriff's Office, Ukiah Police Department, and anywhere else regionally in this area that could respond to help saturate that area. And that's with marked units and unmarked units. So we had people that were high visibility patrolling the area and on campus, and we had other unmarked. They weren't necessarily undercover units, but they were not in a marked patrol unit. So they were observing all of the activities in the area.
MCSO emphasized that any threat to schools will be investigated fully, regardless of the intent of the person making the threat, and the fact that this incident resulted in a measurable amount of terror and concern for parents, students, and school staff alike is a stark reminder of the seriousness of these types of offenses.
The bottom line, it's a crime at the end of the day. And I know, I understand that kids will be kids, and sometimes kids don't make the best decisions in life, but it is a crime and it will be investigated seriously. And there are repercussions for those actions. And it is not funny to make a threat towards the safety of a school or people in general. And it will be dealt with as such, as a serious matter, because it is.
Anyone with additional information related to this matter or any other threats to schools are encouraged to reach out to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office by contacting the Dispatch Center at 707-463-4086. Information can also be provided anonymously by calling the Sheriff's Office non-emergency tip line at 707-234-2100.
If you see something, say something and let us investigate it and let us determine whether it's credible or not. And that is our number one priority, is the safety of our community. And I hope that showed in our response to this incident today.
For KMN News, I'm Stella Gerkins.